happy you're here tonight.
I'm so happy I'm here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. All right. So there's a number of things. I was really struggling with how to open with you tonight. Not that I normally plan these things, but I kept going back to when we first met and you told me that you were from Nova Scotia. And as a kid, I'm not like this now. Now I can't handle being alone. But I always had this fantasy of, at the time, I think it was called Yukon Territory.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's called like Nunavut or something.
No, there's two different territories. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So there's 14 now?
No, it's...
There's still 13?
No, it's... well...
My Canadian education is terrible.
So Yukon's a territory, and then Nunavut is the newest territory. It became a territory, I think, when I was in about junior high school.
How many are there? Can I name them? Can I do my best to name them?
Yeah. So there's provinces, and then and then there's the Northwest Territories.
Gotcha.
So maybe that's why
I lumped them all in the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's all the same country, but yeah, it's like there's provinces and then the Northwest Territories.
Can I attempt my best at Canadian provinces?
I'd be so thrilled. Yeah.
No, this is going to be totally humiliating.
Okay.
All right, here we go. British Columbia.
Yeah.
Saskatchewan.
Mm-hmm.
Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Prince Edward Island.
Yeah.
Okay. And now we got to go to, oh boy, where is Edmonton located? Here we go. It's coming to me. It's Grassland, where Calgary is.
Starts with an A.
Alberta.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, listeners, that I shouted that loudly in your ear. How many am I, do I have now?
I wasn't.
You have a few more to go.
Okay. Yeah. I've got the one where the Frenchies wanted to...
There's a French province. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. It's a part of Montreal. What do we call that?
Quebec City is in the province.
So I guess Quebec.
Yeah. You got it.
I feel like there's more... Nova Scotia. Okay. And then we got to go north, right? Wait, I'm missing a couple of chunks right in between.
There's a province between Quebec and Nova Scotia.
Oh, boy. Is that the Toronto one? Mm-hmm. No.
You already got that.
I already got that one.
That's Ontario.
Can you give me a hint?
It begins with new.
New Brunswick?
Yes. I'm awesome.
Thanks. Okay.
Which should lead you to the other one. That also
Newfoundland?
Yeah.
All right. Sim, don't you say yeah like you know what the fuck this is. Fuck you, Sim.
Newfoundland is Newfoundland, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, don't give him any props.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There is a province that you're missing.
It's a big one, isn't it?
They're all pretty big. Canada's
yeah, they
big.
Are. Okay, are we talking up north?
We're talking between Ontario and Saskatchewan.
Is it by that big old cape?
Winnipeg is there.
All right. It's very cold and it's on there's a big cape, right? Like,
it's landlocked.
It's landlocked.
Yeah.
Shit.
Starts with an M.
Fuck you again. This is nonsense. Starts with an M.
It starts with man.
Chester United?
Manitoba.
Oh, rats. Man.
You did great, by the way.
Fuck you. That time I really mean it.
You actually
fuck you. That was totally patronizing.
No, it wasn't. I think you did an amazing job.
Well, so, I'm sorry.
I think you did an
absolutely
remarkable job, actually.
Thanks. Yeah. That's really kind of you to say.
Yeah.
Anyways, back to the idea that I've been sort of... I imagine when we first met, you told me that you were from Nova Scotia.
Mm-hmm.
So I had this image of you on this cliff on with the Atlantic Ocean, and it's gray and it's sort of barren. And you're on this, jagged cliff wearing a big long pea coat of some kind. I don't know if pea coats are long, but anyway, you're wearing a big coat and you're standing alone. And the waves are crashing. And I'm like, that girl comes to Hollywood. what? What happens then? Anyway, so that's the image I always hold of. And and I feel like on the page, we don't, we wouldn't necessarily have a, people wouldn't assume that we would have a ton in common, but I really feel like I always have desired that kind of, I mean, Kiwi knows. Kiwi, chime in. Kiwi's from the Northwest. She's our dear friend.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Kiwi wrote House Bunny with me, and she's also from Washington State. And so we grew up sort of in that land of rugged territory, although I always wanted it to be a little more dramatic than it was. But that's so anyway, Ellen Page, that's how I imagine you. On the cliff.
Relatively accurate. I felt like I spent times around areas with cliffs and with the ocean. And probably one of my favorite things as a kid was like climbing on the rocks with my mom out in Peggy's Cove, which is, you know, kind of what you just described to a degree. So
was it were you able to like look at like sea stars and like things like that? Or was it too rugged for...
Yeah, I mean, there's like really nice, beautiful beaches. So that kind of thing and sand, all, you know.
But did you relish the drama of loneliness? That's what I did. That was my...
I think when you're a kid, you're just like climbing on the rocks and stuff. I think that would be like a projection now, probably, by
well,
me
that's what I'm
towards my
you.
Young self. Yeah. But anytime you come to Nova Scotia. And,
really?
Yeah. It's awesome.
All right. Yeah. I would love that. I really would.
You can relish the drama of loneliness together.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So before we get into a few other things, I want to talk about, I really want to talk a long time about Gaycation, your incredible documentary on Viceland. I want to talk about so much that we probably don't have time too much on this podcast, but we, Sim and I got to see your Japan episode, and it's unbelievable. It's so moving. Mm-hmm. It's so, like culturally, it feels like we were watching it and we were talking about the differences between how like the struggle of homosexuality is so different. It's such a different journey in different, which is like the point of the show, right? Like it's such a different journey in America than it is in a place like Japan, where there's certain levels maybe that seem slight, not easier is a simplistic way to put it, but just that are different, and then much harder than in America, where America, like, it's, I don't know, what do you think?
I think it can be different and similar. And, you know, I think it really just depends, you know. If you grow up in a family that thinks you are, there's something wrong with you and kicks a child out of their home, which is something that happens frequently, and that's why 40% of homeless youth in America are, you know, members of the LGBTQ community. That's an example where, you know, that's an extreme issue that, you know, despite everything to celebrate, like the recent Supreme Court decision, there's still so much to do. So I think from the perspective of all the amazing growth that's happened and evolution and acceptance, like, I can absolutely see someone watching Japan and thinking, you know, I think it's, that might be like a little too simplified, just because a lot of people really still struggle a lot here, you know?
Right. Well, and it was interesting because there were levels as we watched the show, like the first third, it almost seemed slightly more progressive in some ways than America, or maybe not to generalize too much, but Westerns, whatever. I hate that term. But then towards the end of that episode, it was so moving that it turns out all struggles kind of are similar, at least from an outside perspective. The idea of the big struggle is the family. And that's what it really comes down to. And the idea, and we had Lance Bass on recently, and the idea of like that when it comes down to the pressure of your parent, of like, how am I going to live up to my parents' expectations and the pressure that we put on ourselves to do that, whether it has to do with sexuality or not. And you guys addressed that in the most moving way. And
I have to say, I've never seen Anna cry before. And we watched this in about maybe an hour before you showed up. And I was holding back tears. I looked over at Anna, and she was bawling. It was some of the most powerful TV I've ever watched. It really was. So congratulations.
Yeah, it was.
I don't want to really give away, and we don't want to give away what happens, but especially the last third of the episode, wow. Mm-hmm. I just kept saying wow.
It was unbelievable. And I hate for Sim to see me vulnerable. But
how did you get the idea to do Cacation, Ellen?
I got the idea because I really love travel shows, you know? I love Anthony Bourdain. I love No Reservations. I've seen every episode. I always learned just so much. And I thought, oh, I would love to see a travel show that's based on going and exploring LGBTQ culture in the country. And then also what it means to be a queer person traveling and that's kind of where the idea came up. And then Spike Jonze is a good friend of mine, and they were, you know, Vice was launching Viceland, and he was like, oh, do you have any TV ideas? And I was like, well, yeah, I think I do. Cool. And then, you know, and Vice has just been awesome. And, you know, I've just had the most incredible group of people. You know, obviously it's a lot more people than just me. And I feel just so grateful and humbled by the experience of last year of making.
You will change people's lives, and that's exactly how I feel about this podcast.
I think it's definitely the people we talk to who are really the ones that are potentially, you know, going to move people and change people's lives. And I've had the opportunity to meet some extraordinary human beings. Just so incredibly brave, so generous, so willing to share. And I think it's because we're hearing from a lot of people who don't always get the opportunity to share their perspective or really have a voice. So it's really them. And I just have the privilege of getting to go meet them.
This might be, I hope this doesn't come across as a pretty simple question, but after you came out, like, has your happiness level changed? Because I feel like you mentioned that a couple of times during that episode. And I my happiness level has definitely shifted as I've gotten older, for the better, because I can be a little more honest with myself. But you must feel that, right? I mean,
unbelievable. It was like just so immediate. I mean, it's the best decision I've ever made. And I just really feel fortunate to be a person who can come out and receive support and get to live freely the way I live, because that's a privilege that a lot of people don't have.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I couldn't. I'm a different person. Absolutely.
What you're doing by helping people, the reach is huge. You're helping people around the world. You're making them, you know, inspiring them, making them feel more comfortable with themselves. And I like to think that Scary Movie 3 sort of did the same thing too.
I mean, that's really why I'm here. Yeah. That's what I wanted to talk about. Yeah.
Yeah. Cindy Campbell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Ellen, what surprised you most about, I mean, in that Japan episode in particular, what surprised you most about that culture, the people that you met? What was like your major takeaway from that?
You looked great in the man's.
The which one?
The man's tuxedo kimono thing.
Yeah.
That was a great, great scene.
That was really
Did you bring that back?
No,
I have to talk about that. Ian, first of all, your friend. Yeah. He was fantastic.
Ian's extraordinary.
To tell everyone what your relationship is with him, first of all, he's one of your best friends, and you decided to go on this adventure together.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just see how genuine that relationship is.
It's like you and Anna, really.
<Thank you. laughs> I mean, yeah, I mean, Ian's one of the most special people I've ever met. He's one of those people I can safely say, like, I don't know who I'd be without. And
I don't think Anna can say that about me.
But, yeah.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
And yeah, I mean, I you know, the idea was for me to not go alone. And of course, I thought of Ian, and he's, you know, a lot of the work he's been doing as a person in his life involves, you know, this documentary filmmaking, and so he's just perfect for it. And it's been an extraordinary experience to get to do it with him.
Wait, did we even mention the name of the show?
Gaycation.
It's
on Viceland.
Viceland.
Yeah.
And when does it air?
March 2nd, I believe. Yeah.
But, all right.
Yeah.
Well,
hopefully, I'm not getting
sweet dear listeners, you are in for an amazing journey. Because it is like, wouldn't it be awesome? Anthony Bourdain and you guys back. Kiwi, express your enthusiasm.
I'm really excited.
Wouldn't that be fun? Mm-hmm. Ellen, can we use all resources? Let's get Anthony Bourdain.
I love Anthony Bourdain. So.
I know. Wouldn't that be so fun? Could you imagine? Would he like the candelabra that I lit specifically for you, Ellen? I don't do that for all guests.
But I think one is always for Anthony Bourdain. Really, the like tall one, because he seems to be a tall man. I know the camera can be deceiving, but he seems like a tall man.
He does seem like a tall man.
Mm-hmm. He is.
Tall, bitter, funny man.
I know.
We could roast him a little. Yeah. Don't you think?
Yeah.
All right. So now we're going to move on to a quick rapid fire, and then we're going to go to a phone call.
Whoa.
What's happening so soon?
We're moving along quickly. This is good. I like this.
I can't believe I blew it on the provinces, though.
You didn't at all. Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me? You got almost all of them. And the ones that you... I shouldn't have given you hints. I think you would have gotten them anyways.
No, I... Manitoba, I was...
You really need to know that I'm very impressed.
Really? But that says so little because...
I don't mean to be
like,
rude to other
most
people.
Americans are... we're idiots. We don't know anything about... imagine asking an American about, like someone like me who grew up in Washington State about, you know, the states of Mexico. I mean, what do I got?
Oaxaca.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I mean, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing how we're not educated about sort of international awareness. Maybe that should be
your next podcast. Yes. Yeah. Just geography. Just like,
where in the world is Anna Faris? I tell you what, though, that Carmen Sandiego, though, she did.
You just come on the next vacation. How about?
Oh my God,
mm-hmm. That would be fun. So where would you want to go,
Ellen? Do not do this to me.
Because she'll go.
Oh my God, where can we go?
we're figuring that out now. Actually,
okay. Well, I'll figure it out right now. Let's go to Greece. Let's go to the Greek islands. Well, how do they feel about homosexuality on Santorini?
Gonna start texting.
I know. I'm panting. Okay, so now we're gonna do a rapid fire.
Okay. I don't know what that is, assuming it's going to be rapid and fiery.
Yes. Are we alternating?
Yeah, let's alternate. Do you have a preference on who begins?
Go right ahead.
Uh-oh.
Okay. And if there's anything you want to pass on, just say pass.
Okay.
These are easy.
That seems like cheating, but
yeah,
okay.
Don't pass.
High school mascot.
Wait, what's the question?
What was your high school mascot?
I don't think the high school I graduated from, we didn't have a mascot.
You didn't have a sports team? This is actually way more interesting than the question.
I graduated from a school called Shambhala, which was sort of like a Buddhist high school.
So
I just don't remember.
We're going to call you the Buddhas.
Okay.
Yep, you were like,
good question to that. I don't know. Maybe we should turn that down. Right, let's go to the next question.
Okay, we'll move along.
So that's a pass. That's a good example of pass. Yeah.
Doesn't need a
conversation.
You're still on the cliff for me in your stormy coat with the stormy weather.
With my hair flowing.
Yes.
Make and model of your first car.
Mazda Protege 9. Is that what they were called? Or 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
Color.
It was used. It was black.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Favorite season?
Fall.
Typical. Typical Ellen Page. You're just where we want you.
Uh-oh. Favorite animal?
Dogs.
Least favorite subject in high school? Chemistry.
Yeah.
I like the breathy response.
Yeah.
Chemistry.
There is something sexy about it.
Chemistry.
Yeah.
Chemistry.
Chemistry.
Come on, join.
Chemistry.
Wait, oh, Sim, you have to join. Come on, come on.
One,
on a set.
Two.
One, three. Chemistry.
That was very good.
First paid acting role.
Pit Pony, CBC movie of the week.
What was your character?
Maggie McLean.
And what was she like?
Maggie or Maggie?
Maggie. I'm Canadian, so I say A's.
So it is a M-A...
Maggie. Yeah, how you spell Maggie, yeah.
Maggie McLean.
Maggie McLean.
Did you like her? Did you
Loved her. It took place in 1906 in a mining town called Glace Bay in Cape Breton, which is an island off the mainland of Nova Scotia to the north. It's extremely beautiful. Oh.
You were a miner's daughter?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Were you scrappy and
tough? I mean, yeah, toughish, yeah.
Yeah, oh, gosh, that's my dream role. Okay, food you'd never want to taste again.
Oh. I don't know. Pass, I guess.
Pass?
I can't really think
you
of anything.
Say, like, urchin. I know you're vegan, but you could even say, like, grass. Dirt. A rock?
Maybe...
Ink? From a pen?
No. Oh, dog food. I ate dog food for a couple, in a movie. And
dry? Dry or wet?
It was the kind that's... No, canned, so it was wet.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Ooh. Whoa.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. You know what's funny? It's when it goes in your mouth, your brain is like, whoa, because you're like... And you can taste like... bones and stuff, you know. I mean, you can. It's like crunchy. It doesn't look crunchy, but the taste isn't that major. It's more the smell. It's a mental thing,
right?
Yeah.
But you know,
you don't want, because we did get you some.
I'm okay. Let's.
All right. All right. Sim.
Okay. This is. Oh, Anna. This is your question. This might require a little bit of thought.
Okay.
It's 1998.
Oh.
What CD is in your car?
I'm a child. I don't have a car. I'm not driving. 1998. Okay. I'm 11.
Should we do 2002?
2004.
2001. What CD is in your car?
Still not in a car.
Yet. Okay. But wait. Do you have is there a CD in your life that you could give us?
Yeah, I think so. But what if I got the year wrong? How old was I in 2001?
No, we don't have to. Don't worry about the age. Yeah. Just think of a CD.
Last CD you bought.
Last CD I purchased, an actual physical CD?
Yes.
Oh.
She maybe never did that.
Well, yeah, I bought lots of CDs, but I can't remember the last one I bought.
All right,
think of a favorite one.
Over and over and over again. When
I hear what is that CD from a time, I'd probably say Wilco's Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. You know, I think.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Close it down. She's the coolest guest you've ever
had. That's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is when I was I guess that's when I was probably 15 or something. And that and Amnesiac and it's what all that Radiohead at all is what
oh my God.
These are all, it's like all.
No, yeah.
We're hoping for something a little more embarrassing.
The moment legit. When I was like, oh, I'm feeling something. This music makes me feel an emotion. What the hell is that? And then that's probably the moment I got really, it's probably what got me into music was Wilco and Radiohead.
You're on the cliff.
And Bjork.
Nova Scotia.
Listening to Bjork. Yeah. Bjork's standing there.
She's singing across.
I'm trying to sing with her, but it's not working out. Yeah.
What's your musical guilty pleasure?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh.
I love these additional questions.
Oh,
no, don't be sorry. These are great.
I feel like Aqua. You know, once in a while, I'm like, I'm Barbie a Barbie girl. Yeah. I was so into that when I was.
Really?
Yeah.
But was it were you into it? Or was it
Yeah, jump on the bed and yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
If you were given access to a time machine.
Oh, no.
I know. It's a tough one. I'm sorry. I would hate this on the red carpet. I would hate it, but we're giving it to you. When and where would you travel to?
I know, but aren't you supposed to, like, can it just be, you know, aren't you supposed to be like, I'm going to go back in time and, like.
You can go forward, too, if you want to.
But, you know, isn't there, like, a rule, like, you have to go back in time and, like.
You can make up your own rules.
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
Like, if it really was just, like, what you as a person separate from, we're going to decide that you can't change human history, right? You can't, like, alter the course of human. I'm saying, should we, like, leave out the options of, like, the people you could go back and potentially be like,
we're not going to go back.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a vacation.
The rapid fire, yeah, yeah. Okay, you're just hanging out. You're just hanging out.
I feel like.
I mean, you could be at Golden Gate Park. In, like, you know, 1974.
Totally, yeah.
Sorry, I don't mean to plant a seed.
No. I feel like, I don't know. I mean, am I lame to just be, like, 70s New York and, like, Patti Smith playing horses?
Not at all.
You know,
that seemed like a good time.
Maybe seeing...
Yeah, rent was cheaper. Like, think cool things were happening.
I just don't know. I'm so bad at that. I feel like I can never answer that question.
I couldn't either.
That might be my most
favorite. That was Sim's question, and I feel. I know.
Sorry.
I know. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Ellen, now
well,
it's time
for
you
CD
to
question.
Say.
She didn't like that
fuck
one
you,
either.
Sim.
Okay.
Oh, this is your question. Why am I reading your questions?
But I'll. Well, okay.
Has your car ever run out of gas?
No.
Fair enough. Have you always loved your first name?
Yeah.
If not.
No.
Well, okay, then we don't need to back
that
it up. Then. Great.
Love. I love my name.
Great.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And
what's your middle name?
Grace.
Aww. Yeah. What time did you get up this morning?
I got up at 5 because I went snowboarding.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember that. You told me that.
Yeah. Fuck you, Ellen.
Yeah. Yeah. I went snowboarding today. It was
awesome. I know. And I want to talk to you more about the dark ocean that you're not afraid of anymore, or maybe you never were, but I am, because now you're a surfer and a snowboarder and a documentarian. All right, Sim, do you want to do the last one's fine.
Question, go for it.
On the menu they're offering breakfast and lunch. What do you choose?
Lunch.
Well, in like what?
Probably like a salad or something.
And great. Like, what are you gonna get to drink? Iced tea?
Water, probably.
Water?
Yeah.
All right.
Now's your time to plug the pho.
Oh, yeah.
Pho. Yeah, or a soup. I love soup. I love soups of all kinds.
Ellen Page loves soup.
I love soup. I love making soup. Fennel broccoli is probably my
favorite
soup.
You do? Mm-hmm. Will you bring some over?
Or chilies or, you know. Yeah, I'll bring some over.
That is such a mean request.
No.
Not only will you make me soup, but will you bring it, will you hand deliver it?
Honestly, it would kind
thanks
of be
for doing my
pleasure.
Podcast would, and also
it would kind of
can
be
I
my
call
pleasure.
You for soup delivery? What an asshole I am.
I have an
I'm
app.
Sorry.
It's called Soup Soup. And I bring you soup, personally. It's always fennel broccoli soup.
Do you bring a signed headshot?
I don't think I have any headshots.
Yeah? We'll work on that.
Yeah.
Soup soup.
I'll get the ones from when I was like 12. Make it really weird.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah. Where it says like special skills, juggling, you know?
Was that one of your special skills?
That's one of my special skills.
Really?
Yeah, I can juggle. Yeah.
How many items?
Oh, only 3. I'm not that crazy. You know?
What about any foreign languages?
Mm-mm. I wish.
You must be a touch of French.
Like, barely. It's pretty embarrassing. My mom's completely bilingual, but didn't teach me when I was a child.
Sure. Well, you were on the cliff.
Yeah.
You're too busy staring out into the stormy ocean.
Mm-hmm. I was just looking for UFOs.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe now we do a caller.
Should we call Scotland?
Let's call Scotland.
All right.
Ellen.
Nova Scotia is Latin for New Scotland.
You learned something. Thank you, Ellen, for being such an amazing sport. You really are the best.
You're making me laugh.
Well. I do want to ask you at some point if there is a word that grosses you out.
Hello?
Hello?
Lauren.
Hi.
Hi, Lauren. It's Sim, and you are on Unqualified. Sim. And guess who's here? Anna Faris is here. And guess who else is here? Kiwi is here. And guess who else is here? Ellen Page is also here.
Ellen Page. Hi.
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 How are you? Thank you so much. It must be so late there.
Yeah, it's just coming up 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my God, you're so kind to stay up for us.
That's all right.
How are you?
I'm good. Sorry if you can hear my dog crying right in the background.
Oh, they sound adorable. What kind of dogs are they? What are their names?
A Border Terrier.
Oh. So he's protective.
Smart.
I'm protective too, Lauren. I'm protecting you right now.
So, Lauren?
Yes.
You still have feelings for your ex who's moved on. Now you're engaged. Now you're engaged, and you also have a child with your fiancé, but you can't seem to shake these feelings. So tell us why.
To be honest, it's something I really don't know why. I just, you know, we broke up 8 years ago, and since we broke up, we constantly just kept getting back with, well, not back with each other, but, you know, after a drunken night out, we'd always end up together, and that went on until about 2011, and he was single, and I was leaving to go work in the United States for 3 months. And when I came back, he was in a relationship. And I waited a little while because I thought maybe, oh, this is not going to be anything. But then they ended up getting engaged, and then they got married. And last week, I was flicking through my Facebook newsfeed, and I saw a baby scan picture. And then when I saw his name announcing he was having a baby, it crushed me, and I don't know why. I don't know why.
I have so many thoughts, and they're going to probably run a lot longer than, you know, the time that we have allowed right now. But you're not alone, because I think that everyone who's experienced heartbreak always wants, sorry, the idea of closure, which I believe, as my dear friends know, I'm strongly against that idea because people talk about it, but it just doesn't exist, I think.
Yeah.
And when your heart's been broken or when you've been rejected, even if you didn't like, sorry, that person so much. Sorry, I'm having a little bit of an allergy attack. Ugh. In the middle of your beautiful phone call. Oh, sweet Sim is opening up a bottle of water for me. Fuck you, Sim. But I do think that rejection or breakups will never, ever really be resolved. And as a person, right? Like, don't you guys think I'm right? Like, even if it was somebody that you didn't care all that much about, you still crave their attention and their love and their desire because you had that intensity at one time. And then, it's also a little bit about power. And, I've had only a handful of relationships, and I've never had anyone come back to me and say like, oh, I miss you so much. I don't know what I was thinking. Of course, I want that desperately because who doesn't? But I don't know. What you're feeling, I think, is completely human. I don't know. Do you guys have any thoughts?
You know, we work together, and so I see him all week. And he's so flirty with me. And even people at work have said to me, oh, you know, that's your first love. He still loves you. Oh, he still loves you. And I'm like, nah, we just have this, like, flirty thing. And, you know, we speak to each other all the time. So I was a little bit disappointed that he didn't tell me he was having a baby to my face.
Yeah. I can't believe you work with him. Do you work in a large place with a lot of people?
Yeah, loads of people. But, you know, I run into him all the time. We don't work in the same department, but, you know, he'll always come into my department or I'll swing by his department and I just don't know.
So you still have feelings for him a bit?
I mean, yeah, he was my first love. He was probably, you know, like you, I've only had a handful of relationships. He was the only person that, you know, well, before my partner now, he was the only person that I was like, I really, really wanted it to go somewhere, and it just never did. And
what about your partner now? What's that person like?
Yeah, and does he know anything about this?
And is he awesome?
I mean, he knows that I still speak to him. He knows that we have a friendship in our work, but he doesn't know how I feel. he's a great guy though. He really looks after me and. You know, we have a laugh and everything, but I think what's missing is, you know, after having our daughter together, we have no time together whatsoever.
Right.
I kind of, you know, I feel like,
of course.
I still love him, but the spark's maybe gone just a little bit.
Yeah, but because you guys get home from work, you're exhausted, then you get to see like the guy that you first fell in love with at work. Mm-hmm. Man, that is a tricky one. Because it really does messes with your heart, because I bet that on some level you don't want to be back with the first dude. But
no, like I want to move forward and I want to marry my fiance and grow our family further. But I still don't know why I feel the way I do about my ex.
But then maybe what if...
This is Ellen Page, by the way. I'm finally letting someone else talk.
No, I'm thinking that maybe what if the focus really became about the fact that that spark's lost, and that potentially sometimes when we feel like we're in a place of darkness or anxiety, we see that light. And then in this case, of course, it's your first love. And then that becomes maybe even more exaggerated because we're struggling in the space where we really want it to work, you know? And
yeah.
So... the shift going into being really serious about like how do we get those moments back together, and potentially that those other feelings might fade and they might be rising up because you guys are having totally normal, you know, relationship little prickle moments.
And just like the lack of time. And like Ellen said, yeah. So Ellen, what would be the practical advice? Like, do they set aside like what do they do to
get the prickle back?
Yeah, get the prickle back.
I'm thinking like date nights.
I know.
Romantic,
it always sounds like
sex,
like
toys maybe.
Oh, okay. Well,
couples massage, like really like do something where you guys are both like getting like taking care of yourselves and doing it together.
Dirty talk.
I have something to say. I don't know, Lauren, and this is just me, but I don't know if you're going to fully be able to move on when you see this guy every single day at work.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right.
I feel like, first of all, you need to remove yourself from that situation.
What?
I know,
she's got a job, though. What's
yeah,
she
I understand
do
that, but here's the thing. It's going to drive her crazy.
If they are in different apartments, maybe she could, like... not
leave the building. Find a job somewhere.
Lauren,
else.
Do you have the willpower to like not
no,
to like
Pee-wee.
If they're in different departments though, Lauren could maybe be a little proactive in avoiding him. And maybe she hasn't wanted to because she wants to see him. So it's gonna require a ton of willpower on your part. She doesn't have to leave her job, but she has to avoid him.
I think she should block his, hide his Facebook feed so she doesn't get
messages. But she's still going to see him and be reminded of all the great times that she had.
No, she didn't even have that great times.
Wait,
no,
she saw the feed. Lauren, you and I spoke earlier and you told me.
They had no great times. I know Lauren.
So the difference between my partner now and my ex is, you know, my ex was just. We used to sit in and play games, like, you know, the Xbox and everything with each other. And we used to go out and socialize and we used to have a drink. And, you know, we had a really fun relationship. my partner now, he doesn't drink. You know, he's very shy. He never socializes with my friends. So a lot of the time, it's just me and him. Like, or I'm like with my friends.
What drew you to your partner in the first place? Like, what was the initial attraction?
Lauren, did you hear that?
Sorry.
Oh, what drew you?
You have to speak a little bit this way because we're.
Oh, yeah. What drew you to your partner in the first place?
Oh, okay. Yeah. This is going to sound so awkward, but I was introduced to him. I was seeing this guy. I just went out on a couple of dates with this guy, and it never went anywhere. And he kind of felt bad that it never went anywhere, and he said, well, let me introduce you to my friend. And I said, okay. And I went on a few dates with, you know, my now fiancé, and I liked that he was shy, and I liked that he was so, I don't know the word, like, he just seemed so innocent, and it was new to me, and I kind of liked something fresh. Do you get what I mean?
Yes. Yeah. It was like, I mean, you got to expose him to all your funness and all your fun friends, and he was a little bit enthralled by that, and it was fun to be like, let me show you the world. Ellen is looking at me like she's like, why did I ever agree to come on this podcast? but you know, when you go from one, isn't that the pattern though? You go from one. If you're in a serious relationship with a certain type of personality, then you get into a relationship with somebody who taps into something completely opposite that you need or that you desire. Kiwi sweetly is nodding her head. So, like, it sounds like your ex was maybe, you know, maybe a little more outgoing or whatever, and you're fiance was somebody that you were like, I'm going to be showing. I don't know.
But now now you're with a person that you can really trust and count on, who's stable, and you're going to have a baby with him, and you're the bright light, like you're the alpha, and he's the beta, and there's joy in that. I'm probably projecting.
But Lauren, so all right, so here's the thing. Here's my advice. And it's not going to be fun.
Okay. Oh, no.
Okay. So I think that you have to avoid your ex at work.
And also hide his Facebook. Block the Facebook.
Yes.
Kiwi is saying to block
and
his Facebook.
So it's like you're going to have to put yourself on restriction.
Okay.
And see how it goes. Because right now it's a lose-lose situation you've got.
And also begin to maybe do some sexy times at home.
Yeah, and talk to your partner and express how, you know, necessary it is to feel loved and intimate and like you're having a fun time together.
And is there any way you guys can...
That's a really good point. Like, talking with your partner is really the key.
Is there any way you guys can also do a little bit of traveling together? Like experiencing something alone, just the two of you, just together that's completely different, that takes you out of your town.
Even like a weekend trip, like to...
Yeah.
To Ellen Page's
house.
Well,
you know, we're going away together, obviously, on our honeymoon, and we're not taking our daughter with us. That's the only time I can think of that we're... You know, because he works night shift and I work day shift.
So. Oh, that's so hard. That's so hard.
So already, sometimes I feel like a single parent.
And, of course you do.
For him also, during the day, he'll feel like a single parent. And while I was on maternity leave, we used to have date night. Every week, my mum would take my daughter, we'd go out. But obviously, since I've been back at work, it's so hard to get that time together.
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, all of us here in the entertainment industry, we all, it's hard. I mean, my husband and I spend a lot of time apart. It's really hard. We have to figure out strategies to find closeness. And everyone here, because of, you know, the demand of a job in any environment you're in, it you have to sacrifice a lot. I hope that you guys, when you are away, here's what I'd recommend for your honeymoon, though. Because it's going to be suddenly weird to have a large amount of time where it's just the two of you. Like, you know, 12 hours a day that you're just alone with each other. So here's what I would recommend a strategy. I would download a ton of really fun, like, TV shows and movies to watch. Plan some activities. Be okay with nap time. Be okay with, like, alone, silent time. And don't put any pressure on yourself, on your relationship, to be any kind of perfect couple. And it's totally fine if you reminisce about your ex, because that's what being human's about.
And get the soup app.
But Lauren, do you know what I mean? Like, it's totally human to sort of mourn an ex and romanticize an ex. It is completely human. We all do it. And and don't beat yourself up, but do understand that there's, like, a lot of romanticizing of who they were, of who they are.
Yeah.
And they're not that bad. I mean, they're very flawed.
Like, I feel more, like when I speak to him and work and everything, you know, I say, oh, hi, and we have a joke and whatever. But it's everybody else's comments that make me think it's wrong. Like,
he still
loves you. And they're stupid.
You know what?
They just need more going on in their own lives.
True.
It's not office helpful. Gossip. It's just completely toxic.
Yeah.
You need to seriously remove that from your life.
Yeah. And on one hand, they want to be, like, flat. Like, they want to play into what, you, like, whatever they want to, like, they can feel their needling, like, when they say stuff like, oh, well, yeah, I can see that he still likes you. Because, you know, whatever. They
want to create drama.
Yeah.
And also, yeah.
Yeah. So I if you can put yourself on some kind of emotional restriction with him, it's not fun. Because it's always fun to, I mean, for me, you know, I'm married to the love of my life, but of course I would love for my, you know, third grade crush to, like, send me a message being like, oh, what did I miss out on? I mean, who doesn't want that? And I think that's just completely human. Right? Ellen is silent. Ellen's just like, I'm not getting involved.
Lauren.
Okay,
Lauren.
I'm going to let Ellen wrap it up with one last piece of wisdom for Lauren.
Okay.
I guess, Lauren, what I'm feeling is that I'm feeling like you're just feeling like you're not maybe getting enough love that you need. And so that's making me feel sad. And so then that's making you feel confused and anxious because you're being drawn to this person, which, of course, and really maybe it's just a matter of, like, having a really loving conversation with your partner about potentially the things that need to happen for you and probably for him, too, to feel loved and taken care of right now. And I really think that when you guys get that opportunity and start doing that, that potentially a lot of those thoughts you're having about your ex might lessen, you know?
That's beautiful.
Very true.
There's only one qualified person here.
It seems like.
Ellen Page, thank you. Lauren, thank you so much.
Hey, I know it's late there, Lauren.
Will you please email if you feel like it? Let us know how things go. I would recommend, like, plan out a fun itinerary for your honeymoon, so you're not sort of suddenly left with, like, okay, now we suddenly have 10 hours of being together. What do we talk about? So download a bunch of things, have some fun books to read, and make a ton of love. Put on some weird, cheesy porn, right? I don't know.
And soup.
Lauren, thank you so much.
Lauren, yeah, thank you.
Thank you for calling me.
Bye, Lauren.
Oh, thank you so much.
Get some sleep.
Yeah, a little bit.
Good night.
See you later,
Lauren. So I mentioned to you earlier, but I have this fantasy of freezing over my pool and having you and Alice and Danny ice skate on it. Mm-hmm. And I could film it. And you guys could do some sort of fabulous ice dance. And you could lift her up into your arms, twirl her around, catch her. And we could, I don't know, be famous on YouTube. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
100%, yes.
You're fine with that?
Yeah, it sounds totally possible. Yeah.
Can you ice skate?
I mean, yeah. Like, I don't think I'd enter an ice skating contest, but I can ice skate to a degree.
Like, what do you mean? Can you, like, bunny hop? Can you, like, do a little twirl? Or can you, like,
no.
You know how when you ice skate, you really got momentum moving and you move your arms and you're like...
Yeah, I was more into like the hockey-esque element of ice skating and as a kid. So I think when you're from Nova Scotia, you're on like a frozen pond at the age of three, you know?
Being now,
like, doo, 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 you know?
My visual is completely different.
Yeah.
You're standing on the edge of the cliff with the stormy waves of the Atlantic crashing against the rocks and you're in your pea coat. But now you're on ice skates, weirdly, on moss.
Yeah.
It's going to be weird. It's a weird visual.
Uh-huh.
But all right. But, you know, we were just professing our love towards Alice and Janney because she is the great unifier of all people.
How do you two know each other? How do you and Allison know each other?
Allison and I first met when we made the movie Juno a little while ago. And then we were both in a Lynn Shelton film, but we didn't have scenes together. And then we both just had a movie at Sundance that we did together called Tallulah. And we shot that last summer and had just so much fun. Because you know that Allison is just a utter beam of joy and kindness.
I know.
And also might just be one of the most talented people ever.
I know. So. I know. And you, too. And so I imagine the two of you. I auditioned to be the baby.
Oh. We went with a real baby. I know we talked about doing that motion capture thing with you, but no, we went with a real live baby. Yeah.
Right. Well, next time.
A little 15-month-old. Yeah.
But no, Allison's amazing, and you are as well. And I feel really lucky that I'm at a time in my life where I get to hang out with actresses that I admire so much. And so, yeah, thank you for being here. And Allison Janney, when you listen to this, which I'm going to force you to do as soon as this airs, when we're getting our hair and makeup done for mom, please know how much we love you.
We love you.
Aww. Should we call Jake? Let's call Jake.
Jake, yes. Yeah.
Right, Sim says him. Jake.
Do you know anything about him?
Yeah, I know everything about Jake. Okay.
Where is Jake?
I don't know everything about him. Where is he? Oh, he's in L.A. He's in L.A.
Oh, okay. Jake's
around the corner.
Is there a word you don't like?
A word?
Ellen?
Oh, yeah. In the lightning round.
Like
moist. People don't like moist. I know. Love moist.
I like moist.
I don't mind moist.
Hello?
Hi, Jake.
Jake.
Hey. Hello.
Jake, it's Sim, and you are on Unqualified. Anna Faris is here, and so is Ellen Page.
Hi.
And our good friend Kiwi is here as well.
Kiwi Smith. She was the writer of House Bunny and Legally Blonde and 10 Things I Hate About You. Anyway, Jake, we love you, and thank you for submitting a question.
No problem. Thank you for calling me. I appreciate it.
Jake, you've got an interesting situation right now. It may be a little confusing, but we're gonna clear everything up. Okay, so Jake, your two childhood friends are getting married. One of them has an older sister for whom you've always had feelings. You finally hooked up with her one drunken night recently, but now she has a new boyfriend, and she's bringing him to the wedding of your two childhood friends who are getting married together, like I said earlier. So you want to know if you should bring a date to that wedding. Ellen's already saying yes.
Yeah, bring Ellen a date. Bring a date, bring a great date, and, you know, Anna, please take over here. But have fun. Enjoy the experience that your two childhood You know?
I mean, it's, but what's the story of the older
sister?
Well,
let's find out what's going on.
I know we need
here.
To get in depth, but I'm like, bring a date.
Already is like,
yeah. I'm like, bring
it's
a
true.
Date.
Ellen, cut to the chase. But,
sorry.
But
sorry, Jake.
Yeah, but wait, tell us about the older sister. What's she like?
She's
single?
Well, she's really down to earth. She's really pretty. She's actually like graduated in theater and she's an actress. And so she's really like, I don't know, just passionate about what she does. And she, that just really drew me to her. Like she's really genuine. And I mean, she's beautiful. I've always thought she was out of my league. So I never actually thought I had a chance. And that's why when we hooked up, I was just so surprised that anything actually ever happened. And so that kind of changed, I guess, how I looked at her. I mean, she's still a friend, but now I know there's actually maybe a chance.
But she is not available.
She has a boyfriend.
Now she has a boyfriend. When we hooked up a little less than a year ago, she didn't.
But you guys live in different towns, right? She lives in Chicago,
yeah.
And you live in L.A.?
Yeah. Yeah, she lives in Chicago. I live in L.A. And so we talked about, you know, after we hooked up, like, not being able to really try dating because we live in different parts of the country. But then she became a flight attendant. And so I thought, ooh, maybe, like, she'll have, like, a layover or something here and we could get, like, dinner or something. But then after she met the guy in this class, and so now they're, like, flying all over the world together and posting really cute, awesome pictures on Facebook. And it's, I mean, I'm happy she's happy. It just kind of sucks.
Oh, all right. So if she's a... So she's not... oh, boy. Where do we go? All right. So she's hot. We know that. Number one. Hot.
Yeah.
Number two, actress.
Down to earth.
Working as a flight attendant, so not pursuing that avenue necessarily.
Not right now, yeah.
How serious do we think the boyfriend...
She's never really actually dated. Like, she's had boyfriends here and there, but it's never... She's not, like, gone from boyfriend to boyfriend to boyfriend. Like, she's been single for a long time. So the fact that they're, like, Facebook official, I think, says, you know, something. She's met his family. She spent New Year's Eve with them.
Oh.
They've,
oh, no.
You know, so, I mean... Yeah.
Let's go back to Ellen Page.
Okay,
bring a date.
Is the only thing you like about her is that she's hot and unobtainable? And
no, it's not just that. There's also the history. There's the fact that, you know, like, we have, like, that history together from, like, growing up together and all that and, like, the connections.
Let's discuss the date that you should bring. Are there any options?
Wait, I just want to go back quickly. Because there's nothing wrong with being, like, attracted and thinking about somebody who is hot, who sort of haunts your life. We all have those people. Right?
Okay.
Why is that so funny?
I think it's the word haunt.
Yeah. It might be the word
I'm
haunt.
Not alone. Okay.
Like a really stunning ghost, you know?
But I really am. This is why I'm in comedy, is because I don't know why people suddenly sort of laugh at things they say. But So she's not necessarily pursuing acting as a full-time career, right? Because she's
no.
Right. Okay.
No,
Kiwi,
she's
now you go ahead.
Well, she's pursuing your dream job on a flight attendant.
It's true. I do.
Why is she moonlights as a flight attendant?
Can you tell us why, please?
Well, I love a uniform. I do. And I love, like, the idea of being able to be strict but serving. Like, I can serve you, but under only my rules, you know? So it's not like you're a waitress where it's like, I'm working for tips. But it's like, no, I'm your safety keeper, God damn it.
And you get to be like, put your seatbelt on.
Yeah, put your... I'm sorry, sir. You're going to need to raise your seat up. You know? But at the same time, can I offer you some coffee? It's a whole combination of weird passive aggressiveness that I just love. But, wait. Let's get back to Jake, please. All right. Kiwi, you had a really relevant question.
Date options.
Oh, yeah. Options for who are there any, is there anybody in your life that you think you might want to take to the wedding?
Well, see, that's the thing is, since the wedding is, it's not in LA, it's back home, that, like, I'm looking at it now as if I do actually want to, like, look at bringing a date, I have people that I've, like, gone on dates with, as well as, like, people that
I've seen here and there, but I just haven't been making an effort into a relationship, really. But at the same time, it's not that I'm against it. It's just that I don't know. I mean, there's a girl I'm waiting to come back from vacation, actually, that I'd like to take out and maybe get serious with.
Who's that?
At the same time, I'm not going to go out with somebody for a month and then be like, hey, now come to this wedding of my two best friends back home. So that's why I'm trying to think ahead. At the same time, like, okay, now we're about 7-8 months away from this wedding.
Okay, so we have time.
Maybe we have some time.
I wish it could be
exactly,
like
exactly, there's some time.
Mm-hmm. I wish it could be like the Japan episode of Gaycation where you could hire someone to pose as your
Wasn't there a movie with Ryan Reynolds and Sandra Bullock?
Yes.
The same thing happened? Yeah, yeah.
Is that what we that look was into about? That?
I think
I thought
so.
It was about like citizenship. I think that was a different one.
The Canadian fee.
The wedding ringer.
It's called like hook a canoe.
No, that wasn't the wedding ringer. It was, like, maybe it was the proposal. I don't know.
The wedding ringer was like that.
Oh, the wedding ringer was like
that.
Did you miss?
No, I missed it.
Helen Page said hook a canoe.
I feel like I stole that from someone, but yes.
That's very funny. Okay, all right. So, Jake, we need to get you a wedding date to make this hot girl jealous.
I think I'm thinking just so you can enjoy the moment and, like, you know.
Oh, so it's not about jealousy for you, Ellen.
Yeah.
It's about having. So
she's a person. I'm sorry, but she's a person who should be happy and should be living her life.
Gotcha.
And, like, you know, that doesn't mean you're not a human being who doesn't have feelings or reactions to that, of course.
How does Jake get her back?
Yeah, there you go.
Well, and see, at the same time, I don't know. I look at it personally just saying, like, I don't necessarily want to make her jealous. I mean, it's fine if she is jealous. I wouldn't be mad about it. But she's happy, and that's fine. It's just.
You want her.
Easier if I had a date. Well,
You want her. I love your honesty. You want her.
And everybody wants to have, of course you
want
to have.
But wait, but Jake, here's the thing, though. Really, do you want her body? I mean,
I'm starting to feel like,
have you romanticized her a bit? I mean, do you know her all that well? Or has she just been, like, the older, like, the one that got away kind of thing?
Well, see, the more and more, and that's what happened, like, when we visited in Chicago, was the more I've got to know her, the older I've gotten, and the more we've grown close, I've just liked more and more of what I've seen of her, so I don't...
Like what? Can you give us a specific, like, do you
also,
like the way
I'm
she...
Also, I'm interested, do you guys communicate at all? Like, are you guys in touch? Do you guys, like, text and stuff, or no?
Not now. Not now so much. We did a little bit last year after, you know, we had... done stuff, as well as before that when we were talking about the arrangements for being in Chicago at the same time, as well as whenever we're home, we talk about, you know, just having time to meet up and whatnot. And what I mean, as far as like what I'm attracted to her is, like I said, her confidence and just passion, and generally, like, just being, she's a nice down to earth person, and she is beautiful. And so, I mean, that does, you know, kind of skew it a little bit. I understand that. But like I said, there's also just that, I don't know, there's that tie to home, I guess I have through her, which I also really like, which is hard to find in anyone else you meet, especially in
LA, for sure. Yep, totally hear that. But do you, because, you know, a lot of actors are really good at sort of turning on the charm at specific moments.
No, I know, but at the same time,
hence this podcast.
We've talked, and I know her flaws a little bit, and that's the thing, is like, I feel like if I got to know her a little bit better, it would kind of be dangerous, but at the same time, it might be like, oh, okay, there's stuff about you that maybe I didn't know, now I don't like, but every time I've tried to do that, I just ended up liking her more, and it's like, that didn't really work, like, because I want, like, if we're going to not be together, okay, that's fine, then I just want to try and distance myself and find something to focus on. It's like, okay, yes, you are, like, I don't know, shallow or something, or, like, there's something about you that I can focus on. It's like, yeah, I don't like that about you, but she's not. She's generally caring. She's really good with kids. She's fun to be around. She's passionate. She's confident. She wakes up with a smile on her face.
Oh, he's totally in love.
He's not. He's romanticized. Mm-hmm. What's that? There should be a different word for being... in love, and
well, he respects, like,
heartless romantic.
Well, I just worry that because LA can be a lonely town, and I'm worried that maybe Well, she sounds incredible, and I'm sure she is. I don't doubt your judgment, but I do think that maybe she might not. Ellen, this is where you take over.
I just do think it can be, like, you know, maybe potentially easier to have feelings for someone who does present some element of unavailability, because she's not available, because she has a boyfriend, she lives somewhere else, and I'm sure she's absolutely wonderful. I'm sure she's a sweetheart and smart, and
but you aren't seeing the worst of her.
Yeah, and regardless of that, she's like has a boyfriend and she's living her life, and I think you like should be, you know, bring a date to the wedding, sure, but also be like living your life and be letting your freeing yourself so you can be available for the next amazing person who's going to walk in your life and sweep you off your feet.
Do you guys believe in the idea of like one true soulmate? Cause I don't,
I don't.
Oh, good. Oh, Jake. Good.
and that's where I agree with you, Ellen. It's that kind of, I have been like that. I have been kind of just, you know, open and just like distancing myself. And that's where it's like the wedding is just going to be the one time where it's like, she's the maid of honor. I'm the best man.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I don't know about this that. Just turned into a movie.
No.
We're going to get an option.
It was just kind of just implied that, I don't know, like we'll be quote unquote each other's dates. And so now that like she's bringing somebody else, it's like, I don't feel like I have to. It's just people are like, dude, you might like want to, because it'll come off stronger.
Okay.
You like, oh,
how
I
big is
somebody.
The wedding
but
party?
At the same time, I don't want to bring somebody just to bring somebody.
How big is the wedding party?
There are 6 people on each side, I think. So.
Okay, so here we go.
And how big is the overall wedding?
If we've got a big wedding, we got to leave our options open here, because you got to hook up with some of the, like, you can't just bring some willy-nilly.
You're saying don't bring
Santa
to
the beach. But I'm also saying,
don't bring it.
I don't know why the bringing of someone has to necessarily be like so, you know, can it just be like, oh, I'm bringing this person who might just even be like a friend, you know, you don't do that.
No.
Okay.
Because I want Jake to feel like he can hook up, doesn't have to take care of anybody that night.
Well, he could also
the
bring
previous
his
night.
Best friend.
You could bring like the greatest wingman you know.
Yeah.
Ellen?
Yeah.
You're an awesome wing woman.
I am, yeah.
Do you want Jake, do you want to bring Ellen to the wedding?
This would be the great
experiment. I mean, I don't want her to feel like she has to, but if she's available.
She's not available, but she'll probably go with you and be your wing woman if you ask her nicely.
Yeah, when's the date?
Well, August 20th?
I'm busy. Shit. I have something on August 20th. 2016, right? 2016?
No, but here's what you do. You go single, be confident, and have a kick-ass time, dance your ass off, have a great time with, like, the other bridesmaids. There's bound to be a few, like, single girls there who are going to want to crawl all over you. And right, guys? Am I right or am
maybe
I wrong?
Or maybe not. You don't, or you might just be at the bar the entire time, getting drunk, working up the courage to talk to a girl, and then all of a sudden you're just a drunk jackass.
Wait, why are you saying this? No, he's not going to do that.
I don't. I mean, I didn't plan on doing that.
It could. That could happen. Yeah, well, that's happened before. That's never happened to me.
But you might just be disappointed.
Well, listen, she's going to be there with her date, all right? But I want him to feel like he can have a good time without having to take care of this person that, like, inviting a false date that he doesn't really care about.
Well, let's not do that. That's just me.
Right? Yeah. So go single. Yeah.
Or best friend.
Right? Yeah. Or best friend.
Yeah.
Or if you're dating someone at the time, bring, you know,
No.
Or in the romantic comedy version.
Don't you think that's
version.
A huge mistake? Because then you are having to take care of somebody during your friend's wedding.
I'm saying we still have a lot of time.
I'm saying,
right?
What if
August,
what if he has a
August 20th. August 20th.
Well, yes.
2016.
He has a girlfriend, but you don't invite, like, somebody you just started dating. Because then you really have to take care of
them. How long? What's the length of time? What's an appropriate amount of time to date someone before you bring them to a wedding, a destination wedding?
7
4
weeks.
Months.
I say 7 weeks.
7 weeks?
Yeah.
So like 2 months.
Ellen, what would you say?
I think I just said four months. But I don't know if I really mean
it. What if it's a full romantic comedy and you bring your best friend who's got glasses and it's like a She's All That situation where she seems a little
let's put a Tourette's twist on it.
Oh. And then she like takes the glasses off and then she turns out to be the one. Yeah,
but okay. And with Tourette's.
Ish. Yes.
Well, all right. Not to listen. I you know how there's spectrums. I'm definitely on the spectrum of lots of different things. And one time I was at a McDonald's with Chris when we first started dating. And I just said, noise.
And because there was a lot of noise or
I don't know what
you
happened.
Just thought of the word.
It just came out. Mm-hmm. And Chris looked at me in total shock. And he started giggling. But it was like a weird, I was like, oh, yeah, I might. I have, there's lots of things that are complicated brilliant about me. Yeah. Noise.
I love that you were at a McDonald's with Chris. And you just,
yeah. We were getting soft serves. Okay. Just to complete the picture.
All right. So final advice for Jake. Let's give him some final advice here.
Jake, listen. I'm worried about this girl. I think you've romanticized her.
Okay.
I don't think, right, guys? Like, I don't want you to continue to lose any more time with her because I don't know.
Basically, don't waste your time, Jake.
She hasn't given you any clues that would make you think that she's still in the game. Right.
I think that this woman sounds like an inspiration for what you're looking for in the future.
Yeah, and that's a great way to put it, Kiwi.
Yeah.
Ellen.
Listen, now, Jake, poor Jake. He's like, he just wants to hear, like, you know what? Go get her.
I know. But Jake, that's not what you're going to hear tonight.
I know. I'm unqualified.
Ellen, final thoughts for Jake.
Unqualified. Right. Okay. Jake, I feel like you gotta try your best to kind of let her go because you gotta, you know, she's not available. If she didn't have the boyfriend, you know, maybe you'd be like, okay, let's think about what is the strategy for this, you know. And who knows? It's a while from now. So we don't know what's going to happen, right?
That's right.
Let's be happy right now that she's probably happy. And if, like, we feel love and care for her, that's what we want, even if it's painful. We're all human. But I feel like you need to open up your heart so, you know, someone awesome is going to walk in who lives here and is available and they're going to come with you to the wedding, or you're going to meet them 3 weeks after, or you're going to meet them in the day after tomorrow, you know? That's the magical thing about life.
And don't forget, Jake, that hot people don't always stay hot. You know what I mean? Was that awful? Why Kiwi's like covering her face?
I was laughing.
But I mean it. When that's like the overwhelming thing, which you mentioned that a couple times, and I just think that just don't forget that sometimes when we value that over all things, which, you know, when a hot guy liked me in the past and I felt so unattractive that I tried to make a bad thing work. And so just don't forget that, you know, there's other things besides big tits and tight pussy. And that's from Anna Faris.
Jake, thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight. And listen.
Yeah.
Will you please let us know how the wedding goes?
Yeah, for sure. I'm sure it'll be fun, no matter what.
Keep us updated.
It'll be a blast.
I'm going to think about you on August 20th.
Yeah. I know.
Ellen's considering it.
Oh, my God.
She may show up. Who knows?
Hey, maybe we could do a special podcast call, like 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. Chicago time. You're in your hotel room. We're going to call you. And hopefully you're making out with some
if
like,
you don't
with
answer, then we'll fill in the blanks.
Yeah. All right. We're planning on this. August.
All right, 20th. Like
put
plan.
In your calendar. Jake, I mean it. August 20th.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, Jake.
We adore
Bye,
you.
Jake. Good night.
Oh my goodness!
Thanks, Dad.
We totally did not help him at all.
Yes, we. I think so. I think,
I
we
think
did.
It's you know, there's nothing wrong with a little teaspoon of honesty, you know.
Nothing at all.
Sim just said. Very subtle way. So, you guys, I guess tonight we're gonna wrap it up. Thank you, everyone, for being here. Thank you for our dear, sweet callers and listeners. Please subscribe to us on Affairs is Unqualified, and please write a review. We read them all. Also, please, please, please check out Ellen Page's unbelievable new documentary series called Gaycation. I haven't had.
It's on what network, Ellen?
It's on Viceland.
Viceland. And when does it launches? When?
Well, I think Viceland launches February 29th, okay. And then I
March
believe Gaycation airs March 2nd.
March 2nd.
Hopefully
wow,
I'm not wrong
I thought I was
going
to get one thing right. All right, Gaycation.
Ellen, thank you so much for being here.
Ellen,
Kiwi.
And Kiwi, will you please
so
say
happy
goodnight?
To be here. Goodnight. Thank you, Anna. I love you.
I love you too.
I love you, Ellen.
Ellen, I love you too.
Love
thank you
too.
Guys so much.
Thank you.
And hands in.
Hands in.
Hands in. Look for love.